with us right now. And just as a little preview for tonight, we'll let them go ahead and play a song before we ask them some grilling questions as to why they're here in Valdez, Alaska. Right, that was Rhythm Future Quartet, and you guys can see him tonight. Stay tuned to the radio because we are going to give away one of the tickets for tonight to a caller. So if you want a chance to win that ticket, make sure you stay tuned because we're going to talk to them for a little bit here about who they are and how long they've been playing together. So we'll go ahead and, or I will go ahead and try to introduce them all and not screw up their names, because I totally practiced this just now. So we have Jason Anik, the lead violinist. And how long have you been playing that, Jason?
Oh, well, I started playing violin when I was around 5 years old. I started on classical and some fiddle music. My dad got me started on it. And I continued through conservatory, studying classical and playing jazz and swing, and particularly focusing in on this style of music, gypsy jazz.
All right. And next we have Ali Soikeli. And I got it right. Nice. I am very proud of myself now. And you're from Scandinavia.
Finland, yeah.
Or I'm going to blame Jessica for my notes on that one. But yes, Finland. Okay.
Finland, yeah, we're part of Scandinavia.
Okay. So that's correct. All right. All right. Okay. Sweet. As long as I'm still correct. Yeah. That's all that matters. So when did you start, come to the States and start playing here?
The first year, first time I came to the U.S. was probably, it was 2011. I came to visit New York and played a few gigs around there. And now I moved to New York 2014 and been there almost 3 years. This summer it'll be 3 years.
All right. And Max O'Rourke, who his bio says he's 19, but he's not 19 anymore, guys. So, as I found out. So, you have won some awards. I have here the 2015 Saga Award for the Django Fest in Northwest. So, how long have you been playing guitar?
Let's see. I've been playing guitar for, I think, 15 years now. I just turned 21, and I started when I was around 6. Yeah, I started with just taking lessons from the local music teacher at my school and kept it up and started studying at different colleges nearby and went to Berkeley for a little bit, and now I'm here.
All right. And finally, the last person here, Greg Loafman, the bass player who keeps it all together for them here and has a lovely stand-up bass.
Yes.
And you're from Boston, so how long have you been playing?
I've been playing upright bass for a little over 20 years now, and I played electric bass before that. I grew up in Ohio, in southeastern Ohio, and went to school in Columbus, Ohio, and kind of eventually made my way over to Boston, which is where I met Jason, and Jason introduced me to all these guys and also to this style of music. So it's been fun.
Which I was going to actually ask you guys, the style of music, how do you actually describe gypsy jazz? Or I know some people actually, there's also American jazz. Oh, if there's a difference between the two?
Yeah, so the brief version is there was this guitar player named Django Reinhardt, who was this virtuoso, and he was actually a gypsy. And he fell in love with early swing music. So he kind of took his tradition and the instrumentation, guitar, acoustic guitars, as well as partnering up with Stefan Grappelli, a great French violinist, and they made kind of this acoustic jazz style, and it kind of has this kind of energy and excitement and fire and rhythmic drive to it. Yeah.
All right. And I was wondering how long you guys been playing together?
Just shy of 4 years.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so we started to play after Ole and I met at a camp for this style. We were both teaching there. It's a camp called Django in June in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And Ole was kind of starting to think about moving to New York City, which would have made it, of course, a lot easier to tour and to, you know, get together and rehearse and play. And so it was about right before he moved when we started this band, and it's, you know, it's really picked up and taken off. You know, we started off with some local shows around New York and around Boston and, you know, more on the Northeast, and then we started spreading out, and now here we are in Alaska. Yeah, about as far away from Boston as you could be and still be in the U.S.
Yeah. And I know your current album is Travels, is supposed to be inspired by all the traveling you've been doing, like internationally, right?
Yeah. So partly that and kind of some of the different genres and world traditions that we navigate and kind of hypothetically travel to throughout the album. So I wrote a song that was inspired by Balkan music, and we play like a Beatles song, and you know, Greg's song has some interesting flavors as well. So we kind of travel hypothetically through different musical terrains.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Right.
As well as kind of, you know, we've been through all our travels, we've been working and co-writing, co-arranging as well, and developing all the music from that.
Right on. I was going to ask you if like gypsy jazz or gypsy music has kind of been part of your guys' family, or some, you know, how you grew up. Did you grow up playing that kind of style of music, or is that something? That
a little
you
bit,
kind of
yeah.
I
think I'm the only one who played it with my dad or our family. I, I don't think anyone else in this.
Grown to love it, right?
Yeah, they all fell in love with it through different ways. My dad introduced it to me, and we played a lot together over the years. He plays violin and guitar, but when we played, he'd mostly play guitar, and we co-wrote a lot of songs, and we would just play for hours. And yeah. He took me to gypsy jazz concerts and introduced me to it a lot. But they all discovered it either, well, these two, Oli and Max, are younger, so they had YouTube and great resources. So like Oli grew up in a small town in Finland and was able to discover some of the greats, Borelli Legrand, Stokelo Rosenberg, and of course Django.
All right, and just to go back a little bit, you guys said you've traveled all over and you guys are now in Alaska. So how long have you guys been in Alaska now?
So, yeah. Yeah, no, it's been a lot of traveling, but we're past the halfway point on our tour. It's a 2.5-week tour, and we've been in Anchorage, in Kodiak, Talkeetna, Fairbanks, Denali. Is that the restaurant? Was in Denali, and we're going to be heading to Skagway, Haines, and Homer.
Oh, wow.
As well, of course, performing tonight at the...
Of course, Valley's is by far the best one, right?
Yes.
I mean, we have mountains. Let's be honest.
We're looking forward to it. Yeah, we'll be at the Civic Center tonight. It should be great. Yeah.
Right. And do you guys have another song? I'm sure.
That's the only one we know, actually.
Oh, really? So it's just going to be that.
We're hoping you wouldn't ask.
No. Oh, you know. But
tonight at 7 p.m., it'll be performing at the Civic Center. So
here's one that will be a little more familiar to people. We kind of made this arrangement from a Beatles song, Come Together, and added our own little flair to it. And this is off of our newest album. So we'll do it tonight as well. It's Come Together. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we'll get to that here in a little bit, but how can you go wrong with Beatles? Rhythm Quartet. Now, how did that arrangement come together, I guess? No pun intended.
Yeah, so I grew up listening to the Beatles a lot. Again, my dad introduced me to the Beatles. He's, I would say, obsessed with the Beatles. And I grew to love them as well, and had arranged a few Beatles songs before I decided to do this one. I thought this one would be a lot of fun. I knew these guys would sound great on it, so I brought them kind of a shell of an arrangement, and they kind of added some great ideas to it, and that arrangement formed, and yeah.
All right, and you said this one is on your album, so yeah. What other types of songs are on the album?
Yeah, so there's a few that really kind of capture the essence of gypsy jazz, the kind of classic swing sound, and then there's, again, original music that's inspired by world rhythms and different sounds from around the world. And what else did we record? Let's see.
Bushwick Stomp is actually pretty fun sounding.
Oh, yeah. Bushwick Stomp is one of Ole's compositions, and yeah, it's kind of in the burning gypsy jazz sound, that kind of raw energy and fire that is one of the things that gypsy jazz is all about, is that kind of excitement, and that song definitely captures it. And we the main thing was to really highlight original material from each band members, and then as far as the standards go, just wanted to pick ones that we really enjoyed and that we felt had a nice arrangement.
Right. So do you all have originals on here, or?
Yep. Yeah.
Right. So what are some of the other originals that we just talked about, Ollie's and a couple of yours? So what's another one that you guys enjoy?
You want to talk about yours, Greg?
Yeah. So mine ended up being the first track on the record, I ended up calling it Iberian Sunrise. So it's kind of based off of a lot of the styles of music that we've been playing with this style, in gypsy jazz, but there's a couple little twists that I put on it, and it ended up having this intro that originally, when I wrote it, it was a fairly short intro, and then as we played it, we pretty much realized right away, or these guys realized right away, that it needed to be a longer intro and it needed to come back. So that whole aspect of it kind of brought in much more of a Spanish kind of a feeling to it. So that's where the name comes from.
All right, and will these be available tonight at the Civic Center?
Yes, they will be. We brought quite a few, and they've been people have been buying them, which is great. And we love when you get to share this music with people.
Right. Yes, and that's one of the reasons why I'm assuming you guys do it, is because your love for music and getting to play. I can see you hugging your guitar. Gotta give a little bit of visual for the listeners, but if you have enjoyed listening to them tonight at the Civic Center, starting at 7 p.m., our tickets will be available at the door if you haven't purchased them already. However, we're going to give one away right now to any of the listeners. So if you want a chance to see them tonight and get a free ticket, I want you to call on 835-1230 right now, and you can get a free ticket to Rhythm Future Quartet tonight at the Civic Center. And we are waiting for that caller. All you have to do is call in. As you know, we love giving away prizes here at KVAK, and we want you to have this one, because they are extremely talented, as if you've been hearing Come Together, one of my favorite Beatles songs. When I heard that you guys had a version of it, I had to listen to it, so I'm very happy that you guys played today. And right now, live, which is very interesting to watch, just how well you guys all blend together as a group. And I'm also, I can't stop looking at Ollie when he plays a guitar. My fingers cannot move that fast on the guitar. I've tried. It does not work. But then again, I'm a terrible guitar player. But 835-1230 to anyone who's listening and wants a ticket for tonight's concert. It is such a treat. No caller yet. Well, then, I'm going to make up random words right now while I wait. But, I'm getting a little playing on here.
Yeah. That's the waiting music.
That waiting music that we're hearing for anyone who is listening to the radio and wants a free ticket to tonight's concert.
Oh, that's the phone. That's
very good. As you can see, they're all very entertained with me and seeing me awkwardly stare at the phone line.
I know it's early, but
it's very early. It's also Monday. But with that being said, I'll have Jessica monitor the phone situation while I ask you guys some more questions. You guys did say that you're about halfway through your 2-week tour here in Alaska, and you've gone to different places such as Fairbanks. You said you'll be going to Skagway, which I haven't even been to yet. So with that being said, on your tour, what has been most memorable so far for your trip to Alaska?
Wow, there's a lot to choose from. It's the scenery has been unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys got some of the best, scenic views and nature. And we did. We saw a moose. We got to see the Northern Lights. The driving through the mountain ranges has been incredible. Yeah, the people have been really nice, and the shows have all been really solid, nice venues, good people, and solid turnouts. So, really, no complaints. It's all been great across the board.
All right, and you guys said that you'd be going to other places since you're halfway through your tour. So, how long are you guys staying in Belize? Are you leaving right after a concert, or will you guys have a chance to look around here a little bit?
A little bit today, but we got an early morning tomorrow.
Ouch.
Yeah, really early.
Right, and I know that you guys are also playing at the high school for the kids down there later today.
Yeah, it's always great to have an opportunity to play for younger musicians or even just the younger generation, expose them to this style of music, and hopefully it resonates with them and inspires them to discover it more, listen to it, come out to the show, or even if they play music, to maybe explore it themselves.
And coincidentally, the high school band this weekend is actually traveling up to Palmer for a jazz festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm sure you could get a couple of the kids from band to ask about that. Also, if you ask them about EM Cavitech, I'm sure they have stories about me too. I'm very well known there. No, not really. But yeah, coincidentally, they are actually going up for a music fest to go see some concerts and learn from people. And then they'll have their music regional competition here in Valdez as well here in a couple weeks. So a lot of music going on in April, as well as some music stuff that I'm doing. But I won't promote myself on the radio because I feel like that'd be bad. But no caller yet, so we'll go ahead and see if you guys have another song for us.
Sure, we'll do a song that the pioneers of this style of music, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, recorded. It's called Limehouse Blues. Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Rhythm Future Quartet. They are playing tonight at the Civic Center, 7 p.m. And we will try one more time. If not, we'll just have to give it away later. But let's see if we can get a caller in right now on 835-1230 for a free ticket to their show tonight. I think I'm hearing crickets. Oh, wait. Nope. That's a violin. But, nope, nothing there. Well, we'll just have to give it away later because we're going to have to give it away. Oh, Jessica got my hopes up. Now I've got to look back here. Nope, nothing. Okay. All right. Well, we do thank you for your time here. And is there anything that you want to say to the listening audience?
Yeah, hope to see you tonight. It's going to be a fun experience. And if you know this style of music already, it's a no-brainer. And if not, give it a chance. I think it really resonates with people across the board, whether you're just a general music fan, or you like bluegrass or swing or jazz or world music. It's something for everybody.
Well, all right. Rhythm Future Quartet tonight at the Civic Center. Be sure to catch them and listen to some great music, some originals. Oh, and we finally have a caller.
Miracles do happen.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Maddie Hayes.
Can you say your name one more time? One second.
Hello? Maddie Hayes.
Maddie Hayes.
Yep.
Well, do you want to see Rhythm Future Quartet tonight?
I actually wanted to send my dad.
Oh, really? Is your dad a big fan of gypsy jazz or bluegrass music?
Yeah, he loves bluegrass.
All right, so what's your dad's name?
Don Hayes.
Don Hayes. All right, well, he will have a free ticket tonight at the door for him.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Congrats to your dad, and have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. And look at that. I got a caller. Yay. All right. But we will let you guys go. Thank you again for coming in and talking to us about your time here. And we'll see you tonight.
Thanks.